new malacha, boya. Boya means to go and select in between good and bad. A person who goes and makes a differentiation between, a separates between good and bad, that is the malacha from boya. There's another malacha called zoya, which is winnowing. Winnowing is also the same thing. You're taking away the bad, the hash, from the corn. Also the same, kimat the same malacha. Separating from good and bad is the malacha. Let's see. Breya betaruvas oichel psoilis. If you want to make a separation between a taruvas, which is a mixture from food and bad. Oichel upsoilis hamurovim zebezeh. If you've got food and leftovers from food, which are mixed together. To go and take away the bad and leave the good is not allowed. Even if one does not use a kli, even if you want to eat the good straight away, there's no difference. To take away the bad from the good is a malacha, even if you do it without a kli, even if you do it straight away before you want to eat the good. But if you don't separate the bad from the good, but you separated the good from the bad, that is allowed in two, if you have another two tanoim. Aleph, Yivroa b'yadav v'leishtamish b'kli. You have to go and do the prayer with your hands. You have to separate with your hands. But you're not allowed to do it with a kli. Beis, Yivroa s'oichel amanos l'achol altam. You should take away the good in order to eat it straight away. We'll see what it means straight away. He says like this. If you want to go and do a separation from good from the bad, and one takes away the good from the bad, and one also doesn't use a kli, and one also doesn't stretch before one eats, then it is not considered you're doing a malacha. It's considered you're starting to eat. The way one eats, a person takes good from the bad in order to eat straight away, and he doesn't use a kli, then it's considered he's ready to eat. He's starting eating. The malacha from boya is not if you go and eat. The malacha from boya is if you call it you've accomplished something. If you go and do the way which one eats, it's not considered you're doing boya. If one does, it's called three tanoim, it's called. Oichel mitech pseilas, the yodai, or the alta. That's three tanoim which one has, three things which one has to do in order to make it derech achila, then it is allowed to be done. What does the three tanoim say again? Take the good from the bad, doing with your hands, not to do with the kli, and to do it straight away before one eats. Se'if gimel. Le'enya l'chein, gam in shel limon, hanimtza b'toich salat. Also lo'tziyo d'ave b'ryo p'soilis m'toich p'chol. If you've got a pip from a lemon, or anything similar to that, and it's inside the salad, you're not allowed to take away the pip from the lemon. From the salad, you squeezed lemon into the salad. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The salad is considered a solid. You're taken from a solid to a solid. We allow that in Hilchos Shechita. Is allowed to do to squeeze out a lemon onto a solid. And then what happens? If also the pip goes with. Now you want to take out the pip from the salad. You're not allowed to do that because you're taking the bad from the good. The salad is the good, and the bad is the pip. But באופן שהגרעין ישרה בפני עצמו. ובאופן זה נמצא בו איזה איכו מן הפסולס, הנדף עם כוונוס לאכול עושה סלט לאלטו. What you're able to do is to take away the good from the bad. Like we said before, the good from the bad means you take away the salad from the pip. Then put the salad on the side so that the pip should be left alone. Take the salad. You're taking the good from the bad. You do that straight away before you eat. We'll see exactly what it means straight away. We do it before one eats. So what have you done? Also, you don't do it with a kli. You're doing boya. You take psoilas, good from the bad, with your hands, not with a kli. And you're doing laalti. You're doing straight away before you eat. Now he adds on and says, you're even allowed to do it bekaf. Even allowed to do it with a spoon. A spoon in this status is not considered a kli, it's considered a continuation from your hands. Because you're not doing some big act which you can't do with your hands. You can do it with your hands. The spoon is not doing something more than you can do with your hands. So it's considered the spoon is a continuation of your hands. So you're allowed to do that. It's not considered you're doing with a kli. You're doing, what you're allowed to do is good from bad, straight away before you eat. And you're doing it with your hands and not doing it with the earthly. The chen priest and nimtzit by tolat. Also, last year, remember, if you've got a worm inside the fruit, you're not allowed to take away the worm. Because taking away the worm from the fruit is considered bad from the good. That you're not allowed to do. But I show you little me bosa pri velo yichloi. Well, I hashir that tolat in kaima. You're able to take the good from the bad, take the fruit away from the animal, from the worm. Which means taking away the good from the bad. You're doing it with your hands, you're not doing it with a kli. Even if you do it with a spoon, with a knife, you'll also be able to do it in this normal certain normal cases, you'll be able to even with a knife. Good from the bad, before you eat, and you're doing it with your hands. Se'ev dalet. Tnai zeh shetzoch lechel atzoich l'alta, ein hakavon shetzoch lechel miyad im sim ha'prira. Al kol shabur et ha'ichu b'somach l'suda, ha'izek b'bur et ha'alto muta. Re'ei protei adinim l'kamom sif mem ches. He said, the din from l'alto, which we said you have to do it straight before you eat, it doesn't mean you have to eat it straight away after you finish off doing the burya. No, somach l'suda, if it is next to korav l'suda, if it is near to the time you're eating, that you're allowed to do it. You don't have to be straight away before you eat. If it is next to the eating, before the eating, it's also allowed. We'll explain it later on in more further, exactly what it means. Later on, we'll explain a bit more exactly what it means.